Okay, today. So this guy. Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. When we get up to the new parak, right? Up to the new parak, Daf Yud Tes. And today she is sponsored by Kenny and Brachi Norensberg, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov, Ben Shal Pinchas, Shana Shadav and Aliyah. Okay, here we go. New parak, second to last parak. Like I said, the Mishnah to Gemara ratio in this Masech is very, very small. So, like in the next three blocks, we're going to do two prakim, which is very unusual. Anyway, here we go. Mos shenimtu bein hashkalim l'nedava. Remember we said there were 13 shofars? So what if you find money on the floor there in between the shofars? You don't know where it goes. So if it's in between the shofar of shkalim and the shofar of nedava. Now yesterday we learned that the shofar, that there was 13 shofars. There was new shkalim, old shkalim, this, that, and then six nedavas. So the Gemara is going to ask, how can money be in front of shkalim and nedavas? They're so far apart from each other. The Gemara is going to answer the shofars are shaped in a circle. So it's very possible. Anyway, mos shenimtu bein hashkalim l'nedava, karav l'shkalim yiplu l'shkalim. If it's closer to the shkalim pushka, it belongs there. L'nedava yiplu l'nedava. Okay? Mechza l'mechza, if it's exactly 50-50 in between both, then yiplu l'nedava. It goes to nedava. Why does it go to nedava? Because it's more machmer. Because shkalim, technically, it could happen that you could use that to fix up the roads in Yerushalayim.
Why do you say it goes more common?
What? Why is common? Because there's more of that. Because it's row. No, but it's mechzal mechza. It's down right in between.
Distance. Who puts more money?
Okay, so you're raising an interesting question. Let's see if the Gemara is going to address your question. Now the Gemara is going to give, the Mishnah is going to give three examples of the exact same scenario. Why the Mishnah does this, I don't know. Bein Eitzim l'Levona. What if the money's found between the Eitzim Pushka and the Levona Pushka? Karv l'Eitzim, Yipul l'Eitzim, l'Levona, Yipul l'Levona. Whichever one's closer. Mechza l'Mechza, 50-50. Exactly in between both. Yiplu l'Levona.
Because each one is a different...
A different chiddush.
So we need to know in the middle which one it goes to.
Ah, so Yiplu l'Nedava. It goes to l'Levona. It goes to l'Levona. Why does it go to l'Levona? Because it's m'machmer. Next. Ben Kinim l'Gozli Ola. If it fell in between the pushka of Kinim or the pushka of Gozli Ola. Karv l'Kinim, Yiplu l'Kinim. Karv l'Gozli Ola, Yiplu l'Gozli Ola. Mechza l'Mechza, 50-50. Yiplu l'Gozli Ola. It goes to that one. Now you're in your house. And you have a chulin basket and a meiser basket. Bein chulin l'meiser sheni. Karov l'chulin, yiplu l'chulin. Not a basket, a wallet. Right? Let's say you own pushkas in your house. This is meiser sheni, I got to take up to Yerushalayim. And this is not a household money, petty cash. Right? So, bein chulin l'meiser sheni. Karov l'chulin, yiplu l'chulin. L'meiser sheni, yiplu l'meiser sheni. Whichever one it's closer to. So now that's interesting. It's in your house, and there's money on the floor. Whichever one is close to, that's where it goes. Which is interesting. Mechza l'mechza, what's exactly 50-50? Yiplu l'meiser sheni. It goes to meiser sheni. Why? Because it's m'machmer. Zaklal. Here's the rule. Holchin achar karav l'hakel. We go after the closer one, even if it's mekel. If it's closer, we go after the mekel. Whichever one's closer, however that plays out. Even if it's closer to the chulin, it's mekel. Because this money could have been spent in Yerushalayim. No, now I can go to Bratz and do whatever I want with it. Mechza l'mechza l'hachmir. If it's 50-50, then you have to be machmir. So why does the Mishnah have to give three examples, four examples? Either, I don't know, or to let you know that this is the chumrah. You have a choice between these two. Goes there. Why? That's the chumrah. But once by saying this is the rule, then why does the Mishnah give so many examples? Only to let you know this is the chumrah.
Well, we don't know what the difference is, so they're not telling us.
Right, exactly. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, lo hutzricha delo. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Why didn't the Mishnah give more examples? So, at the end, he's going to ask that. So, before that, the Gemara asks, lo hutzricha delo ben shkalim l'kinim. Shkalim wasn't next to kinim. Right? Or shkalim was next to kinim, not next to nedava. So, the Rav Oven, B'shem, Rav Pinchas, kimin b'kul yar hayosin. No, it was a circle. It was shaped like a circle. Therefore, you could have shkalim next to nedava. Mechza lemechza, yipul nedava? So if it's 50-50, it goes to nedava? Why does it go to nedava? Why is nedava more machmir than shkalim? Right? So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. Because shema yiplu l'shirei halishka, maybe it'll end up being a leftovers of the lishka.
Where are you?
I skipped the parentheses.
No, but
no, okay. But even before that, I think
you said. Oh, ist bei meimar.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Ist bei meimar. The answer is, right? The answer is, shema yiplu l'shirei halishka. Sherry, right? Maybe it'll end up becoming Shiari Halishka. It's the boy Lameymar. In other words, what does it mean Shiari Halishka? What did they do with Shiari Halishka? They would use it to, for the roads, for the wall. That's not as severe as a carbon. So therefore, it goes to Nadava. Okay? That's why it goes to Nadava as opposed to Shkalim. Shkalim is also Karbanos. But it doesn't have to be Karbanos. It could be something else, right? If you don't need it. The other one, Nadava, is only going to be Nadava. Is the boy Meimar, like you say, Mechza Lemechza, Kimisha Meis. Mechza Mechza is as if someone died. What does that mean, as if someone died? If someone is Mafresh Karban and he dies, what do you do with that? It goes like a Nadava. So it's over here, it goes like a Nadava. Amar Rav Yasa Ad Da'ana Taman Shmias Kal Rav Yehuda. I once heard Rav Yehuda Shal Shmuel. He asked Shmuel the following question. Hifrish Shekel of a Meis. What if someone's Mafresh a Shekel and he dies? Right? So Amale Yipul Nadava. Goes to Nadava. Moser Asiris Ha'efa Shalo. What about the Asiris Ha'efa of a Kohen? Rav Yochan Amar Yolichem Yama Melech. So you throw it in the garbage because he died. Rabbi Eliezer Omar Yipul Linadava. It goes to Nadava.
Why is Nadava more machmir than a chatas? A chatas should be go for chatas.
So by Karbanos, there's a special rule what happens if someone dies. Right? And if a chatas, if the owner dies, the chatas also has to die.
Right. So that's more machmir.
So that's more machmir. So, but here the question is money. So what do I do with the money? It goes to Nadava. Why does it go to Nadava? Well, if a guy dies, it goes to Nadava. Right? In other words, what do I do with this money? It goes to Nadava. So do over here. There's a safek. I don't know where this belongs. It's closer to the Nadava. It goes to Nadava. The kasha. It's a kasha. Why is it a kasha? Well, up to the next one now. The Gemara just like this. There should be a two dots here. And it should say that if there's a Ben Kinim Lakozli Ola, if it's whichever one's closer, it goes to whichever one's closer. And Mechzal Mechzal, it goes to Gozli Ola. The kasha. How could that be? What's the kasha? If it's supposed to be money for a chatas, which is what a Kinim is, how can it go to an Ola? V'chichatas, v'yishchatas, kreva Ola? Can a chatas ever be brought as an Ola? How that can that happen? How can a chatas turn into an Ola? It was in the chatas pushka. How can it turn into an Ola? Okay? So, you understand that question? How can that happen? Chizkia, b'shem, Rabbi Shimon Belakish, Tanai Bezdin who? No, it's a Tanai Bezdin, which means Bezin made a deal, al hamosaros, on any extra money, sheyikruvu olos. Not just extra money, but any situation like this. There's money on the floor, we don't know where it goes. We'll stick it into the ola pushka, it's a tanai bezin. So the Gemara, that's fine. The problem is, what about the woman who maybe put that money into the chatas pushka? How's she getting the kapara? Right? So ha'isha hazos, b'mahi miskaparet. How's that woman getting the kapara? Good, you made a tonight bezin. It's fine. I get that. Right, the bezin is going to determine or declare that the money is not chatas money. Fine, they can do whatever they want. What about this woman? So, Amar of Yitzchak tonight bezin. Who? It's a tonight bezin. Hamesapek es hakinim. If you donate money for kinim, listen to this. Hu mesapek es hapisolos. I think that means you're also donating money for a situation where the money won't get used. Is that what it means? In other words, you give a dollar for the bird karbanos. You also have to give a dollar as a ola in case this happens. So you're covered. No, is that wrong? What does that mean? Hamasapik is a kinim. If someone donates money for karbanos, for a kinim, which includes a chatos, humasapik es a posolos. What does it mean?
Place
right.
But
What is
it,
insurance policy?
Yes, it's like insurance.
Why do you have no other carbon? Why do you have that?
What?
You don't have any other carbon ever.
I don't even understand what it just... What is this qualified was?
It just something happens.
Let's just not happen to it. It's like, let's say the... I don't know.
Put that money...
I'll tell you what. Because there's no other time where a chatos is not being brought as a chatos, and the person doesn't even know about it. That's why. Here, we took the money. She put money. For whatever reason, it fell out of the pushla. It rolled to the other one. So we're going to bring it to the other one now. She doesn't know any of this. So the first question was, how can we even do this? How can we turn a chatos into all the money? No, Beza can do it. Fine, Beza can do it. Second question is, what about her chatos? She doesn't know. She went home. And she's going to wait for that. Where we have the Kahana Mishrizim. They're never going to allow it to happen. She's not going to know. So, no, make her buy a second one. Everyone has to buy a second one. It's insurance. Right?
No, it says a vendor who had a temple contract to supply bird pairs would have to make up the shortfall as well. The vendor.
Fine. So the vendor... Okay, fine. Someone's giving a second one as insurance.
Right.
That must be pshat.
Yeah. But if you put it all in the same shortfall, what... How are you going to know which one is what and what's what?
What?
If you're putting there's a coin that rolled over into near the Ola.
You think what if more than one coin rolled away? I don't know.
Yeah, you're dumping it in the Ola shopper. How are you going to determine which coin and how many coins is there? That's
yeah.
For insurance.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand what you're getting
at. I hear you. Okay, now the next question. The lo tzricha delo. That's it. You only the Mishnah only mentioned those cases of what happened. What about Biktoros, Leitim, Levona, Lezav, Lekaparos, the Tanisa, right? What about all those cases? The Tanisa. I read it wrong. So I'm sorry. After the word Kaparos is a question mark. In other words, what about comparing all these? What happened if it fell in between the Zav and the Lavona? Then what? What happened if it fell in between... The Mishnah only mentioned a few and left out the others. So that's Tanina Besof. We said, Zaklal. Halchit achar karv mechzel lemechzel achmir. Yimachmir. So the Korban Eda says, Umihu, the last words before the Mishnah. Umihu, hanach detani, the ones that were mentioned... It's drach lashminon shum chiddush kiddushin. There's some chiddush over there that it was mentioned. Okay, ready? Next Mishnah. Mos shenimtzu lifnei sochrei behema. Sent some talk about money that what you do with it. Now the Mishnah is going through a tangent. Well, let's say you're in Yerushalayim and you find money in front of a behema store. Right, you find money in front of a behema store. Mos shenimtzu lifnei socher behema laolam meiser. It's always meiser, even if it's in the middle of the winter or middle of the summer, and there's no regel, there's no yontif. It's always meiser money. Why is it always meiser money? So let's do the carbon eda inside. Afilu kol hashana kula, even the rest of the year. It's the first carbon eda. Lefisha oli regalim, people that came up for yontif. Einon maspikin lahoti kol ma'aser sheni shalahem beregalim. There was no way they could spend all that money over yontif. There's just no way. Umanichin osam, and they would leave it there likrovehem with their loved ones. Oh, with their relatives. Oh, ohavein. Oh, with their loved ones, their friends. Betovat hana as a gift. In other words, they come to Yerushalayim. I live in Haifa. I came for Yerushalayim. I came for Pesach. I went to my brother-in-law for Pesach. He lives in Yerushalayim. What am I going to do with all this money? How many kabanos can we buy over? So we bought. I have leftover. I gave it to my brother-in-law. Then you eat it. You spend it. What's the brother-in-law going to do with it? He can buy anything he wants. Really, he can buy anything he wants as long as he eats it in Yerushalayim. And he can't buy water and salt, but he can buy whatever he wants. But the custom was to buy kabanos. Why? Because if you have free money, you're gonna buy meat, and you're gonna buy vegetables. Free money, you're gonna buy meat, right? So you're gonna buy kabanos, right? So, the rocket science that people are gonna do with free money. V'hein holchid otzon b'kedusha otzon, and they ate it in the kedusha. The ikar achilas mos ma'aser shlamim hayu. The ikar is to use it for kabanos. Not only it tastes the best, and it's the best gift you can give somebody. It's free meat. No, It's the best way to spend the money is to buy korbanos. The best shevach for Hashem. Meviim mehen, that's what they would do with it. Hilkach, lochin mehen mo, lochin mehen behemos. That's why, even if it wasn't a regal, the behemoth stores in Yerushalayim were always busy with Maaser Sheni money. Because not just one guy in Haifa was doing this, the whole Klai Yisrael was doing this. The whole Klai Yisrael was leaving their money with their relatives and friends in Yerushalayim. So it was constantly busy over there. Maybe the seller dropped it. Maybe the seller dropped the money. Vinishalu kvar, and it was already turned into chulin by transferring the kedusha from the money to the animal, and now this money is chulin money. Maybe that's what happened, right? Maybe that's what happened. Kivan deluchin haviru. Well, there are more buyers than sellers. Only one seller, it's 1,000 buyers. So there's much more buyers than sellers. So there's much more chance to say that it belongs to a buyer, not a seller, right? Sharei kaman oshem lochin mitagar echad. How many people buy from one merchant? Amrina the lekuchin hain. Therefore, we say it belongs to a buyer. Flodes chalu. It doesn't become, unsanctified. Farei hain meiser. Therefore, it's meiser. So therefore, very simple. I read that carbon eda because it's going to set the groundwork for the rest of the Mishnah. That's the story. You find money in the street in Yerushalayim in front of a behemoth store, not in front of the tourist store, in front of the behemoth store. Chances are it's meiser. That's the halacha. It's considered meiser sheni money. Bahara bias. What about in the Harabayas? Chulin. It's considered chulin money. Why? What's money doing in the Harabayas anyway? I don't buy things in the Harabayas. No. What?
Bring money in Harabayas.
You're not going to bring money in Harabayas. No. 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 What? Right. What? Not in the Azara. Ubi Yerushalayim, Bishar Kol Yevos Hashana. What about in Yerushalayim? Stam, somewhere in the hotel, some hotel, right? On the rest of the year, Chulin. It's Chulin money. Why should I say otherwise? Ubishas HaRegel HaKol Meiser. During the Regel, it's all Meiser. Why during the Regel, it's all Meiser? So again, the Karban Eda says, in the one of the Divya Rascal, Bishas HaRegel HaKol Meiser, the law is leading about Saruva Shata. We don't go baser the rov of the rest of the year. Lafisha shuke Yerushalayim asul lehiskabed b'kol yom. It got swept every day. V'nafal mikodem kvar nimtzu. If you would have found it already. Aval harabayis lo haya asul lehiskabed. They didn't ever swept the harabayis. Lafi, because shugavoa, it was high. Varuach mechabed, the wind umeitzer kol avak, and it blew away all the dust. The gam ain't other mishaili kos harabayis b'avak shabrak. If you're not going to go on the harabayis with dust. Dust is not prevalent. In other words, nobody will say, well, I found money over here in the hotel in the middle of the winter. I went for a conference to Jerusalem and I saw money. Well, it's probably still from the regal. No, we don't say that because the streets were cleaned every day. So we would have found it by now. Therefore, we say it's cooler money.
My son found almost $200 on the floor worth of shekel.
Really?
It's the last day.
Excellent.
Nobody wanted to keep all the money.
Basar, shenimtza ba'azara, meat found in the azara, evarim olos. If it's cut up like evarim, it's probably an ola. The chatichos chatos. And if it's cut up in a different way, it's probably a chatos. Right? Ubi Yerushalayim, and what about the rest of Yerushalayim? Zimche shlamim, it's probably shlamim. Zev zed to obar tzurasav yotzel beis ha'sveifa. Nevertheless, we don't know for sure what it is. Therefore, we're going to have to wait a night to make sure we turn it into Noser. Let's say it's not Noser, but we're going to turn it into Noser. Why? Because we don't know what it is. Chances are it's this, that. Chances are, but we don't know for sure. Therefore, we have to make it into Noser and then burn it.
He found a loose piece of meat.
Right.
You don't find it in a gourmet lot.
Correct. Correct. We're going to get to that in the Gemara. Right. We can read it inside. Basar, he says, Zevzeh. Carbon Zevzeh. Ben Shimsa Bazara. Ben Shimsa Yerushalayim. Doesn't matter where you find it. To Abar Tzurasan, you have to wait for it to get, what? Lefisha Nispal Behesach Hadas. It becomes possible anyway. Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas means no one saw it. No, right? Hesach Hadas is meat. Where was this meat? Where this meat been for a day? Nobody knows. So that's not kosher. Right? Asur Bachila, it's Asur Bachila. But don't mistreat the meat. Right, get that bonfire. Hello, let's pretend it's kachim a little bit. We'll wait a day, turn it into nosa for sure, and then we'll burn it. Hilgach ta'unan uber tzirasa, you have to wait for it to become, right, behindu shenifzalu, benosar, barbatura, tishlam al yom ha-shalishi. And if it's a shalom, you have to wait till the third day. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Nimta. Right, so you probably shouldn't walk by and ignore it. One day, if it's a fish.
But we don't know what it is.
So that depends where you find it. Nimta b'gvulin, if you find it in the towns, Evarim Nivelos. Chances are, if you find the meat in a town, it's garbage. Why is there meat on the floor? So they threw it for the dog. Right? V'chatichos, but if it's cut up nice and good, mutaros, it's probably mutter. Why is it probably mutter? Because who cuts up meat that's garbage?
Mutter for what?
Mutter to eat. So we're going to get to it. U'b'shas ha-regel, shabasa meruba afivar mutaros. But if it's during a regel, there's so much meat around that all the meat's kosher. Says the Gemara, lo tzuricha delo b'harabayis kodesh, right? What that question means? Wouldn't money that's found on the harabayis? Why don't we say it's shkalah money? Why are we saying it's chulin? Isn't it? Chances are it's right. So Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Chazaka, Ein HaKohen, Motzei Menasha Alishka, Mo'ot Adji Yibuchalan Al Behema. No, the Chazaka is, they only transferred the money onto the Behema. So even if it's true, it's Shkala money. Even if that's true, it still belongs to a Behema. It's still Chulin money. Even if it comes from the Lishka, it's still Chulin money. Why? Because the Kedusha's already been transferred. Basar Shinim Tzu, we said if you meet, now, Amar Reb Lezer B'shem
Rabbi Yochanan, unless it's on his way in, it's supposed on his way out.
Right.
If he's on his way in, there could be heck.
Right. So, I hear. No. So we say it's automatic. They wouldn't take the money out till it's been chulin money.
So I'm saying that that's only assuming that the money was in the keren already. You're taking it out and then dropped it. But if the guy's on his way in to put it in the pushka, he could have made that hektish already.
I hear. Okay. Now listen to this. We're going to learn halach, what sounds like halach l'maisa. I don't know how to paskin on this stuff. We're going to get to Hetzech Hadas. The Hetzech Hadas really talking about is kachem, but it's going to transfer over to non-kachem. So what do we say? We say that basar that you find, you have to let it stay overnight and turn it into noser. Why? Nobody saw this meat. Where does this meat come from? Right? It could be it's kosher. It could be, but we don't know. So Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shem, Rebbe Oshia, Hasiyah Hadas, which means Hetzech Hadas, Ton Ibor Tura. Has to turn into noser. Amr Boshia, Masnis and Amra, Cain. The Mishnah said that. It's in Tabak Zurasa, Vyotzal Beis Asreifa. The Mishnah said that. What are you, with some kind of Chiddush? The Mishnah said that. So Amr of Yossi, Vyotz? No, that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, La Ochlo Ein At Yachol. No, you can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Shema Niskakal Zurasa. Maybe it's a problem. Lefum Cain, therefore, in other words, it's not a vadai, it's a suffix. The Karbonata says it. It's in the second to last wide line, all the way at the end. Bitmiya. V'chi shaper karmarta? No, are you saying it vadai? No. Dilma masnisin einatam isham hetzach hadas. The reason is not because of hetzach hadas. The kol shehu ba'azara, if it's in the azara, lo mikmi hetzach hadas. It's not hetzach hadas. The lekal amechash l'shom tuma. There's nothing to worry about in Azara. Azara is a safe place. V'hacha, hainu time of the puzzle. The reason why it's puzzle, Shema maybe kamar is abur tzurasa. Maybe. L'fikach, therefore, ta'an ibur tzura vadai, therefore turn it into a vadai, aval kol shenifzal behetzach hadas, bevadai, afilu ibur tzurasa ein zara. If it would be real hetzach hadas, you wouldn't even have to let it wait overnight. It's puzzle right now. So there's no raya from our Mishnah. Back to the Gemara. Where are we up to? Nimta b'gvulin. What if you find the meat in the gvulin? What's the gvulin? In the town somewhere, right? So Reb Krispa, b'shem Reb Yossi, Reb Chanina. Listen to this: Evarim nevelos, lokin aleim mishum nevela. If you find meat in the street and somebody eats it, you can give the guy malchus. Why? It's not a suffix. It's vada nevela. You hear this? It's vada nevela. You can even give him malchus. So he says, Masnisin Amr Kain. Didn't the Mishnah say that? It said, Ivrei Nevelos Techatichos Mutaros. Now, Ivrei Nevela, we said Ivrei Nevela, and then we said, if it's Chatichos Mutaros, Chatichos Mutaros, Lo Mamish, isn't that Mamish Mutter? What does Mutter, mean? Mutter means Mutter. So when it said, the Kavase Evarim Nevelos, so when it said, corresponding, and the Evarim we treat as Nevelos, Lokin Aleim Mishum Nevela, doesn't it mean Vadai? It's a Nevela, Mamish, Nevela, you can get Malkus. So Gemara says, no, Rav Krispa, B'Shea Rav Yossi, B'Rabbi Chanina, Im Hai, you're right. But another thing. Imhay mechuruz mechuruzos mutaros. If it was tied up, then it's kosher. Why? Because who ties up in the veil of garbage meat? Nobody does that. Obviously, it was kosher. Okay. Now we're gonna get away from the nevela for a minute. From kachem. Tesha chanuyos. Everybody knows this. 9 stores. Mochros basar nevela. They sell nevela. Va'achas mocheres basar shkuta. And one sells kosher meat. Nischal fulo, and it got mixed up. Choshesh, yechoshesh. What are you choshesh for? So the Karban Eda says, umisveka asuros kulan. Misafek, they're all asar. Aval ein lokin alav. You don't get malchus for that. Dechal kavua kemechsal mechsadami. Right? Meaning, since each store is a kavua, it's not a traveling salesman, they're kavua. The halach is, safek, if it's kavua, it's mechsal mechsa. Now,
by store or by meat?
It goes by the store. Lenim says, but if you find the meat on the floor in the street, halchanach harov, you go after the rov.
Yeah, but wouldn't the person know if he went into a store?
He forgot.
When he went into a meat store.
Yes, so I'll tell you what happened. What happened was, you forgot where you went, or you heard, let's say you heard, oh, that store was, they lost Hashgach a month ago. You didn't even know that. I don't even remember even where I went. I don't know. You don't remember. So, but since he went into a store, the store is considered kavua, it's 50-50. As opposed to, you find it in the street. You find it in the street, you go after the rove. Whatever the rove is, that's what you say with the meat. Now, I don't know why the mission...
Either way, you can eat it.
What do you mean? It's 9 kosher stores, you can eat it.
Yeah. Only if it's 9.
Only if it's 9 the other way. Now, we're going to read the other way. I don't know why I have to read the other way. What? You can eat it. 60-40, 60% is kosher. It's a rope. Simple rope. You don't need 60 times. You don't need 60 stores to one store. Simple rope. Then you can't eat it. Teisha chanuyos, 9 stores, mechoros basar shchuta, sell kosher meat. Vachas mechoros basar nevela, 1 sells non-kosher meat. Nischal fulo, and if the guy mixed up, choshesh, it's a problem. Nimtes, if you found it on the street, holchanach ar rove. You go after the rove. Listen to this. Amar of Yochanan, hanimtze biyad nachwi, Kinimza beplatya. You find meat in the hands of a guy, it's as if you find it on a plate. Says the Karban Eda. Basar hanimza biyad nachwi. Platya not a plate. Platya means a plaza. Ki'ilu nimza b'rishus harabim. Im rov tabacha Yisrael mutter. If it's mutter, it's rov is mutter. We're just going to get this meat. So it's the same rov as you. You find meat on the floor. Well, in Central Avenue, there's more kosher stores than non-kosher stores. Right? So too, if a guy is walking with meat, chances are it's also kosher. You can say rov too.
You meant to go later.
Right? Oh, so the Gemara says, one second.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Rabbi Lezer ben Rav Chia, Havi Masmich, Rav Chama, Rav Mana. He was leaning on Rav Mana. Chama, Lechad Aramoy, they saw this guy. Mikata Mensusye, he was chopping meat of a horse. Umapik Lebron, he went outside to sell it. So Amale, Hadi Hida Amar. What?
From his live horse.
From his dead horse. This is what he meant to say. If you find meat by a guy, you can eat it. He's selling treif meat. Is that what he meant?
Because he saw the guy doing it.
No, the only time we say that din, that if you find meat by a guy, it's kosher. They ain't rowing. Also, that's him milk and say Israel. We saw him leaving the kosher store. He walked. He came out of the kosher butcher store. Then you could say it. Then he could say what he took, right? Now, what? Yes, because, listen to the following story. Chad Barnach, there was once a guy, B'tziporin, Ozel boy, Mizvan, Kupad, Mintabcha. He wanted to buy meat from the butcher. But for some reason, V'lo Yavle, the butcher didn't want to sell to this guy. One of the Mepharshim said he didn't like him. So I'm not telling to you, I don't like you. Get out of here. So what did he do? The guy who wanted to buy the meat, Amalei Lechad Ramoy, he went to his Roman, And he said, do me a favor, go in there and buy meat for me. Faisile, here's $10, go buy me meat. So Amalei, so the guy said, fine, no problem. So comes that guy with meat, gives it to the Jew. The Jew then tells the butcher, Amalei, lo nisavis al korche, you didn't best me. Because I managed to get meat anyway, I sent in the guy. So Amalei, falav batzim nevili, obviously, I gave him treif meat. I saw a guy walk in, what did he need kosher meat for? I gave him treif meat. So you ate treif meat. So the whole thing is a disaster.
Oh my God.
Right? Right? So, no, he had some non-kosher meat in the butcher store. He was going to throw it out and give it to this guy.
He shacked and then he became trade.
I know. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'shem Rabbi Chanina, Maisa Balafnei Rebbe. So they came in front of Rebbe. So what do we do with this? Vamar, and he said, Lo kulaminei mesar mikulin de tziporin. They assered all the non-kosher butcher shops in tziporin. Right? Is that what that means? Mikulin.
He did.
He wasn't able to do it. He wasn't able to ask. In other words, maybe this guy, that's going to happen now. A guy's going to walk into a kosher store. See, I have another store down the block. I'm a little tight now on meat. I'll buy from you and I'll resell down the block. Maybe Jews will come in. It's a different world that back then. Right?
You're right. Today goes the other way.
So it goes the other way. Rav Nachet Latamon, Chamsin Mikilin, Vichamar Alehen. Right, Rav went to this town, right? He saw that they were being very makel in meat. The Cham Alein, he made a chumra, that what? That any meat that you don't keep an eye on, Basar says, Alam and Ayin, is Asar. Right? Okay, we'll stop here.
Unfortunately, today it works the other way.
We'll stop here and we'll pick up to tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
What's that?